Pro-life leader Lila Rose, "Our politics will not change until our people change." By Dr. Susan Berry on January 29, 2021. Lila Rose, the founder and president of pro-life organization Live Action, acknowledged Friday at the virtual March for Life that politics is often incredibly disappointing and the law horribly unjust. The national pro-life leader was a key speaker at the March for Life annual rally held on the anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe v. Wade. Rose said that, while reflecting as she wrote her book Fighting for Life, Becoming a Force for Change in a Wounded World, she came to the conclusion that our politics will not change until our people change. She added that our political breakthroughs, our political successes will only be short-term, unless they are rooted in deep, cultural breakthroughs. The March for Life took place as the Biden-Harris administration began undoing the Trump administration's pro-life agenda and advancing its own radical pro-abortion rights agenda that includes forcing American taxpayers to fund abortions. "And this is actually the hope," Rose continued. "It is the hope because that cultural breakthrough is possible if we do the quiet and sometimes difficult daily work of service, education, and prayer." She explained further how this is already happening. "Many of you are working day in and day out in your communities, serving women and families in need, serving children through foster care, adoption and pregnancy resource centers. Many of you are on the sidewalks of abortion clinics praying and advocating and witnessing. Many of you are educating about sexuality, the dignity of the human person, and the atrocity of abortion. Many of you are fighting for family, for mothers and fathers to come together in marriage to serve each other and love each other, and their children. If we do this work together, we can transform our culture, and we can ultimately sustain the laws that protect our children," she asserted, urging the pro-life community to continue its fight. "Never give up," Rose urged. "Keep the vision in your heart and in your mind, the vision of what we are fighting for. A nation that embraces every single life. That sees every human being as made in God's image and likeness, holy and sacred."